Welcome to our pre-show here. This is April the 2nd, 2020. And this is our usual Thursday Encore show. Hope you enjoyed Catscape yesterday. And, you know, we're cranking along here, man, until such time as the corona allows us to do whatever, man. You know, I'm supposed to go to Florida, as you know, on the 12th. And now I thought I heard Trump say today they may limit domestic flights. I've been kind of half expecting that, but I didn't hear it official. So I'm going to get on the phone tonight with Jackie and talk about that and a lot of other stuff, what we would talk about normally. Now, what's going on? Major League Baseball channel, the MLB channel, which I really enjoy, they got a St. Louis, Texas game, a regular season game. This is from last year. Somebody from the Texas Rangers just jacked a fucking... Was that a grand slam? I think St. Louis is leading 4-3. Now it's 7-4 Texas. And it's just, it's a wild thing, man. This is at Busch Stadium, or whatever the hell they call it, St. Louis game. No, St. Louis Stadium these days. What do they call St. Louis Stadium these days? Busch? Busch. Does anybody remember Busch Bavarian beer? Only old-timers would. Busch Bavarian beer came in a blue can. Well, Busch comes in a blue can. See, first it was Budweiser. And then sometime, I don't know when, in the 50s, 60s, they came out with Busch Bavarian. And Busch, you know, Augie Busch was the, Budweiser was, Anheuser was the old man. And Anheuser, the story goes that Anheuser got a brewery as payment on a debt. Old man Anheuser back in St. Louis in the 1840s or 1850s. They were Germans. They came here as immigrants. And then he got this brewery and he brought in his son-in-law, Busch, Augie Busch, the first baby, to run the brewery. That's how I believe the story goes. I don't know where the name Budweiser comes from because I'm not that educated on the topic, but that much I do know. I may have that messed up. It's been many years since I read the whole story, but nonetheless, it was a family biz. So Busch became a brand name associated with Budweiser, Busch. So people say, well, I like Bud Light, Busch. Who orders Busch anyway? I don't, well, I mean, spelled differently. But anyway, who orders Busch? Well, who ordered the Busch? So today we have a show. Oh, you know what, man? That's right. Let me go get that. We have a show today that is going to be an encore show from 2015, I think. Let me look. 2014, April 2nd, 2014, and that was a freewheel. I was footloose and fancy free in those days. That was when I, just before Lauren and I hooked up, that spring was kind of a wild thing. Anyway, I'm sure there are like two or three more women that hate my guts as a result of that period of time. And I don't say that proudly either. I just, you know, what else, man? But Lauren and I got together in, early summer. So I'm still sort of like just a footloose and fancy free douchebag. The show started with a discussion of the Chilean earthquake. Margaret brought her husband Frank to challenge General Shaw's insolence, but all it did was band the two men together against her Big Bazoo, as Frank calls Margaret's big mouth. General Shaw was also angry at what he saw as Malaysian incompetence. I want to go down there and knock their little heads together, whatever. All right, so what I got to do, though, where's the thing, man? There it is. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I want to get the commercial. Ah, shit. Wrong. Yay, 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 yay. Just wrote an email to my cousin Elaine back in Canada, and they were asking how we all are doing. I said, all good, you know, but they're hearing crazy shit, you know.
Now on Podcast One, we present Murder in the Family.
True crime is stranger than...
Right, okay. Jesus. True crime. Woo, 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 woo. This is my third bottle of water. Man, I've been not on. You got to drink water, man. Are you guys getting your water? And you can get it out of the goddamn faucet. You don't have to go and hoard that shit at the market. That's like the of all the shit that's going on, that kooky-ass fucking hoarding water is the dumbest shit. You don't need to hoard motherfucking water. The water is flowing fine through the goddamn... Oh, you mean the coronavirus might get into the water? It might get into everything, man. It might be on your ass right now, motherfucker. Yes, you might be on this fucking bottle right now. It might be in the fucking air right now. It might be in my fucking Beckley. It might be in this, my glasses. It's fucking everywhere. Boy, how about Chris Cuomo, huh? Shit. But I guess, you know, doing that gig, man. You know, there are 9 million fucking people in a goddamn TV studio. Then you get those hot fucking lights. You got makeup people. You got everything, man. And then he's in a car, you know, that they probably drive him to the studio in a studio car. He's in a car with a driver, not you know, I'm not putting down the driver, but the driver's been breathing the fucking air. I mean, you know, are they wearing masks? What's going on? So that's, poor guy, man. If he's got it, they better test everybody in that fucking studio. And then on top of that, who the fuck came in and gave it to him? Which one of the guests, maybe? Or did he get it at home? Did he get it from one of the kids? Is he going to give it to one of his kids? That's why they say social motherfucking distancing. And what Chris Cuomo's learning is, and bless his heart, because I like the guy. I like him. Hey, man, what's the deal here? What he's learning is what the rest of us in the broadcast, digicast, you know, voiceover world have already learned. We're all working from home. And if you have a home studio, you're all the better. If you don't, you got to build one. You don't have to build a studio, but you got to build a booth. You got to build a voice booth. A lot of voiceover artists, like, for instance, Jackie, she has her own booth in her house. She's got a voiceover booth from which she does her shit, man. She does her work, you know. She does the jobs come in. She does the job. Bang, out it goes. They record that shit flat. Then the engineer on the other side puts some EQ on it, puts some whatever the fuck they need. Some of these guys, from what I understand, want you to process the sound yourself, which, I don't know, man. You know, just between you and me, Mr. and Mrs. Producer, if you're out there. What the fuck? Okay, I mean, if you don't care, you know. I can do a little EQ. I don't know what the hell people need. I'd rather just run this shit flat and let you guys do something with it, you know. But if you really want me to process that shit, I would suggest that I take a picture of my board and I send it to your engineer, and then he suggests where those settings should be. The best way I know how to. Or you can say, what kind of board? You got to get this, that, and this, that. Okay, set it here. That's not necessarily... It's not necessarily the way to do it, you see. You see, so in theory... All right, let's do it, Jack. So this is from... we're going to start the show. I have that, and I want to do that, and then I want to do this, and I want to do that. Okay, so do this, do that. Get this shit going. Get your ass. Word. And then I'm going to do that. All right, brah. And... So how are we doing this, man? Yeah, there we go. Okay. Ready, set, go.